Please listen carefully.
Welcome back, everyone. Okay, so this week I'm on top of my intros. I am making sure that this podcast is out by Tuesday. Last week was just so crazy between Lizzie teething and not sleeping, and I had a court appearance. And for those of you who don't know that, I'm a full-time lawyer. That's what I do. And it's just been so overwhelming. I also announced probably a little bit more than a week ago that I have a book coming out. I partnered up with KJ over at Hearsay PR, and we created this 100-page book called Blog, B-L-A-W-G, kind of a pun on words, blog and law. And basically, it is a PR and legal guide for bloggers and influencers. We talk about everything from like Instagram contests to the FTC actually has regulations in place for influencers and the like. So I am so excited that we'll be out on April 22nd. And if you would like a copy, or if you want to get on the pre-order list, just shoot me a message at byokblog@gmail.com. Okay, so let's jump in. Today's podcast guest is Marianne. She's a wellness accountability life coach who is passionate about helping women conquer their fears, feel confident, strong, gain the control back from food, and feel sexy. She helps people find their own path to health that's full of balance and love. She believes the mindset is key in creating a sustainable change on top of nutrition and fitness. She's a certified personal trainer. She's a nutritional health coach, a registered nurse, and fitness instructor. And we actually talk a little bit about her Labradoodle dog, Miles Davis. He's so cute. There's also, she gets really personal. She talks about her divorce and how she really came into her health and wellness journey. So I think you guys are really going to find this episode really interesting and hopefully inspiring, because Marianne is definitely one of those people who has just overcome so much and is at such a positive part of her life right now. We can all really find that inspiring. So with that being said, let's jump in and chat with Marianne. Let's chat about Cassandrinos, which is this episode's podcast sponsor. So Cassandrinos is an amazing family-run company. They sell olive oil, vinegars, and spices. I am a avid lover of their olive oil. They are 100% transparent. Every batch of Cassandrinos olive oil has a chemical analysis performed. Their olives are pressed within 24 hours of harvest and hand-picked. They are quality assured, as they are certified organic and certified paleo. And actually, the olive oil comes directly from Greek Kyriniki olive, and it's from tree to bottle, so 100% ultra-premium organic extra virgin olive oil that are harvested in Laconia, Greece. And the oil actually has less than 0.3% oleic acid. I could literally go on and on. So their olive oil is definitely my fave, but I definitely want to also touch on that they have these spices called Balanced Bites, and they have a taco and fajita, a super garlic, a Tex-Mex, a smoky spice, and they're all super reasonably priced and absolutely delicious. If you use the code kombucha, you'll actually save a bit. So that's always wonderful. And last but not least, this is kind of new, but they just started making vinegar. So they have like a red wine vinegar, a habanero, a mixed berry vinaigrette, a white wine, a balsamic, which we all know and love that balsamic on top of like some goat cheese and hummus. So good. Some thick white balsamic vinaigrette. They are so delicious. I highly recommend that you snag some. They range in price from anywhere from like $7.99 to $14.99. So they're definitely worth it. If you have any questions whatsoever, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I am kind of a pro when it comes to Cassandrina's because I'm such a big fan. And don't forget, if you use the code Kombucha, you're not only supporting the podcast, but you're supporting a great family-run company. All right, guys, let's jump in. Hi, Marianne, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
To be here.
I'm so excited to have you on. So why don't you give us a brief background about yourself before we jump into all of my questions for you?
Sure. So I am a wellness accountability life coach. I am super passionate about helping women really conquer their fears, feel confident in their lives, and gain like the control that they might have lost from food or maybe something that happened in their life, and just feel sexy again, see that life is possible. And it took me a long, I guess, path to get to that point to realize that I wanted to be a accountability coach. But aside from that, I am also a registered nurse at a local hospital in Seattle where I live. I teach fitness classes, so I teach yoga sculpt, and I'm an instructor at Pilates ProWorks. I am also a certified personal trainer through NASAM and a certified health coach through the Integrative Institute of Nutrition. I love my dog. I think I post about him a lot on my social media platform.
We all know who Miles is.
I know. He's just such a fun-loving guy, and he helps me feel so good about myself. And, I guess I'm just really wanting to spread love and joy out there because I think we always need more of that, and just show people that whatever journey that they're going through, it's completely possible. I'm a big advocate of that mindset is everything.
I love that. You really are like a jack of all trades. You do a little bit of everything.
I know. And I have like, I guess someone told me I'm a semi-visionary. I have like visions of like other things that I want to do. So I definitely am working on this year to kind of scale back and hopefully make my coaching business more of a full-time gig and maybe at some point be able to step away from being a nurse, which is like, I go back and forth with it because I love what I do. But at the same time, I feel like maybe it's also time for me to do something else as well. So.
Totally understanding. I mean, my best friend's a nurse, and it's definitely a very demanding job.
Yeah.
Not only with your time, you know, you guys work longer hours doing really hard work, but also just like physically, mentally, emotionally. It's, you know, so I could definitely understand that.
For sure.
So you are definitely a super positive person. You're always talking about self-love and self-care. But how did you get to that point? Because usually, you know, there's like a story or a journey behind that. You don't start out just, you know, realizing your worth. Sometimes it takes a little bit. So would you mind shedding some light on your journey to self-love?
Sure, I'd love to. I have to say, I'm still like in a path where I am continuously building on the self-love that I have right now. It's like an ever growing journey, so it's been pretty spectacular so far. But I guess I have to completely scale back to maybe when I was just growing up in general, you know, my parents ended up getting a divorce, and that was pretty hard on me because I was so used to a certain lifestyle and it just abrupt change. And I think my mom, she had gone through a lot mentally, and I think it was a huge drain on her because my dad, although he, in my eyes, he was a great dad to me, he wasn't the best person as a husband to my mom. And so seeing that, I think, made an impact on myself. And then also my mom went through this huge season of being depressed, and it was really hard for her to be a mom to me. So growing up, I almost had to really learn things on my own, sometimes take care of myself. Maybe I'm taking care of my mom more than her taking care of me. And I think, you know, what happens when you're younger really affects you when you're older. And that's something I didn't really realize until I was an adult. So moving forward, then I went into college. I think, like, I was such, I guess I was grown up, or rather raised in, maybe in such a, is it like a, do the people call it like a cushion almost, or
kind of like sheltered?
Yeah, sheltered. Yeah. I was very much sheltered. Grew up in a very religious household, and so when I went to college, I joined a sorority, and that's where I was like, man, I had the time of my life. I probably did a lot of stuff, but at the same time, I think it was also a huge point where I was very self-destructive. I was probably also hitting some of my worst points where alcohol was sort of feeding that hole in me that I felt like I had, where I was feeling alone. But when I was drinking, it was like I could kind of get out of my shell a little bit more and not really care what other people thought. I think having that fear of judgment really played a huge toll on myself. And so when I was in college, you know, going through that, it, I think I just wasn't respecting myself, wasn't really honoring myself in the way that I should have. And playing up the whole persona of like, oh, everything's okay, when deep down inside, everything wasn't. And then I started dating someone, and even though I felt, you know, maybe he wasn't like the best person for me, I think because I didn't have that respect for myself, I just felt like, you know, I think I had that whole fantasy thing in my mind, like I'm going to find that right person, that right person's going to be the one for me, and we're going to get married and everything's going to be like spectacular. But early on, I did see signs, and I didn't listen to my intuition. I didn't listen to my gut. I just let things play out, and we ended up getting married. And the more and more we were together, the more and more it got very destructive. And it just came to the point where I felt very, I was very put down in many ways, and just mentally, I would say like emotionally abused. And that took a significant toll on who I thought of myself and how I sort of, I guess, walked my everyday life in front of other people. And at one point I decided, okay, I want to do something different with my life. I think I've always been the type of person that's been, doing different types of jobs. For some reason, I just can't hold one job, and maybe it's because I was still trying to figure out like what I wanted to do in my life. And then I decided I wanted to go back to school, after graduating and maybe five years post, college, to be a nurse. And I think that's where that whole, feeling of self-worth started to come into play, where I was like, wow, I'm actually starting to do something for myself. Like, no one's telling me to do something. I'm doing something that feels really good on the inside. And I love giving back to people. I love being in service. And I really felt like that was a great path for me. Throughout that, I think that was the worst time of the marriage that I was in, because it became even more destructive, where I was fighting the game of like trying to keep myself feeling emotionally stable and being able to just get through everyday life without feeling like crap. And I think it also played out in how I interacted with people at times. Like, sometimes I would just lash out to my friends, even though they didn't do anything wrong, but it was more of something that was going on internally with me and back at home.
I think everybody can totally relate to that.
Yeah, and it's just very hard, and it's like, and it just is such an eye-opener when you see yourself in just that bad place, because it's like the worst of you comes out even more. And I think also coming from that religious background, I thought, man, seeing my parents get a divorce, it wasn't something that I wanted to do. And I did not tell any of my friends what I was going through for a very, very long time until it became towards the end of it. And once it became to the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore, I have to walk away from it in order for me to like live the life that I wanted, because I had like a lot of dreams, I had a lot of aspirations, and I felt like being with someone who was constantly like putting me down, making me not feel good about who I was, wasn't really serving me in the best way at all. And I think going through that, the divorce was such a weight off my shoulders. I mean, it was also scary, and I think some people can't, maybe they can't understand or they can't, but I think when you're in it and you feel so weak and scared, it's very hard to walk away from something that feels that's even bad, because it's really scary to just walk away, I guess.
No, 100%. I mean, that actually sounds terrifying, to walk away from something that, you know, you were with him for such a long time. And that's, you know, it sounds like you guys almost like grew up together too. So it's just, I mean, it's definitely scary to walk away from something that you're just so used to.
Exactly.
How old were you when you got the divorce, or when you decided?
I was, let's see, 31. So, excuse me. I was thinking I was much younger than I really am. Okay, hold on. So I was 34.
I mean, you're still young, though. That's still super young.
Yeah. And, like, right now, so I'm 37 right now. I got a divorce when I was 33, 34. We were, like, together for 10 years total. I would say 6 of those years was when we were married. So, yeah, definitely it was a pivotal time where we were, like, growing up. Because I think after you graduate from college, you're still figuring out who you are, what you want to do in life.
Oh, totally. I feel like even now I'm 31 and I still have no clue what I want to do. Like, are you ever really sure?
I don't think so. You just have to try things out in life and figure and see where life takes you. So, yeah, I mean, I got a divorce, and I think that was when I really started to work on myself. I went through a lot of therapy, and I went through a period where I was reading all sorts of very inspirational books. And I think I've talked about it several times, how Gabrielle Bernstein's The Universe Has Your Back was the one book that just opened my eyes, because when I read it, I felt like, gosh, this is someone that completely I can relate to. She's gone through stuff that, you know, is similar in the way that how she felt about it when she was in it and then what she did afterwards. And I think that was when I was like, I can move to a better place in my life and be in a place where I respect myself, I love myself for who I am, and start looking at the people around me to figure out, are these the people that really uplift me, or are these the people that really bring me down? And there is just a huge shift in my life, and that's where I also started to become a little bit more spiritually connected, spiritually in the sense of like figuring out, okay, what do I believe in, and what, how can I be more connected to the universe? Because there is such power in being connected. And I think I'm more connected with the universe, now than I was before, but
I love that.
I think that was a lot in the nutshell.
I'm such a fan of Gabby Bernstein as well.
I know. Oh,
she's
my gosh.
Just magical.
Yeah. She is magical, and I hope someday to, like, meet her. She's just, I think everything that she's doing is just so amazing, and she's able to, like, really give so much love to everyone and really help people through the darkest points in their lives, so...
So are there any other books or podcasts or just anything else that really inspired you through that time that you would recommend to other people?
Yeah, I also really enjoyed Melissa Ambrosini's books that she had, and then also Louis Hay, I think.
She's another good one.
Yeah, and then, I need to pull the books off my bookshelf. But yeah, I think like, I feel like those three come to mind as being very inspirational because Elise Lewis Hay, she gives you a lot of also positive affirmations to tell yourself. And she also has a great book that talks about how what's going on in your life can be connected to what's going on in your body. And she talks about how, you know, when you're sick or maybe you have like a muscle ache or a stomach ache, that can be actually more associated to something emotionally that's happening in your life. And when you let go of that negative emotion or negative feeling, you'll start to heal internally.
I love that.
Yeah. So, and I think like it's been after my divorce, it was just an ongoing process of continually like finding myself, like who I am again, finding my voice again. That was, a lot of fun. And also just being more reflective, than I was before. And I think that has also changed a lot of relationships that I have right now. I'm very much more open with people, not sort of hiding in my feelings like I was before. And so I think my relationships are more genuine. And I'm realizing like being vulnerable is okay, even though it can be scary.
Oh my gosh, vulnerability is like the scariest thing. I feel like, you know, just from like having an Instagram and putting yourself out there, it's super scary. And you know that when you put yourself out there that, you know, you're also setting yourself up to get feedback that you may or may not like. Or, you know, hear things that you don't want to hear, even if you need to hear them. So that's totally relatable.
Yeah.
Now, from your self-love journey, how did you find yourself wanting to become a wellness accountability life coach?
You know, I think being a nurse, I was in that sort of service giving back career. And also, I've always really been into like health and nutrition. And I like wanted to do something where I could share the different workouts that I was doing with other people and the way that I was eating. And I think it sort of evolved almost. I dibbled a little bit into coaching with a multi-level marketing company. And I think I learned a lot of like social media tools from that, but I realized that that wasn't my thing. I got so brainwashed and like, this is how you're supposed to do it. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, there are so many ways to live a healthy lifestyle and there's not one way. And I think that's when I realized, like, I actually want to do this on my own instead of like preaching about what someone else is saying that is the only way to do it. I want to give an opportunity for people to find that way for themselves and help them by being their like guide through the process. And I think that, and then also having like a lot of gut issues that I finally did something about. I always knew that I had like I was lactose intolerant. So I really worked on that, but, I didn't really dig a little bit deeper in that. I never took like a food sensitivity test.
Yeah.
And when I finally did that, I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm like have a sensitivity to like pineapples of all things.
And wow. Like,
I know it was crazy of what was coming up, but I just got really into it. And, you know, I'm definitely not living a 100% like gluten-free lifestyle or dairy-free. I still indulge and I still realize like what happens to my body, but at least I'm a little bit more aware of it. So anyways, I'm kind of went on off a tangent, but that's when I really looked into like, how can I help people with their own journey if they had issues of self-esteem or want to work on their mindset or maybe had questions about like their nutrition or they're feeling bloated. And so that's when I looked into the program at the Integrative Institute of Nutrition and got really into their holistic way of coaching people. And it sort of has, I guess, evolved from that, just really wanting to be there for people and help people be their own advocate in their health.
So if say I were to hire you, I came to you and I said, Marianne, mm-hmm. I want you to be my wellness accountability life coach. What are three things that you could help me with?
I could definitely help you with having that mind-body connection with yourself when you're going through different types of exercises, helping you understand how the exercises work within your body and figuring out which type of exercises or workouts or moves, whatever you want to call it, really works for you. So tailoring it to your needs and not saying like, oh, you can only do HIIT and HIIT is, you know, the way to go. No, I like don't believe that's at all. So just customizing it, hearing what you need. And hopefully by working with each other, we'll see like a huge progress from the start to the finish. And then also really honing in the nutrition, because I've heard so many times people are like, I don't have time to meal prep, or I don't have time to make all these foods. And I don't think meal prepping is such a, you can meal prep in certain phases that makes it work for you. So I help people see that it's actually possible. And I also help people intuitively eat in a way where they're able to ask themselves, am I hungry? Why am I wanting, sweets all the time? Like what else is going on internally to make me gravitate towards like X, Y, and Z? So just helping you again, get more connected with yourself and figuring out, what foods actually work for your system, because not all foods work really well for everyone. Like we can get bloated in different ways by what we eat. And then the third component is the mindset piece. So that's like throughout the whole entire process of what we would be focusing on is what are your fears? What's sort of holding you back from pushing you forward to seeing all the progress that you want to see? And building a stronger foundation for you to rely on yourself more and hopefully also rely on your intuition and see that you are a lot stronger than you believe yourself even to be, and be able to use that in all areas of your life so that you can succeed in your work, you can succeed in your relationships, because I feel that once your mindset is like strong, the nutrition and fitness part, that'll sort of come in to play in a much better form.
That is so interesting. And I really love how you integrate, you know, the mindset, the fitness, nutrition, and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
in a super holistic approach where it, you know, it's all interconnected and it totally makes sense. You know, if you can be working your butt off, but if you're not working on that nutrition aspect or if you're not working on that mindset, you're still going to be off. You're not going to, you know, find that equilibrium or that space where your body is, you know, at its happiest.
Exactly. And because I feel like we can all get sort of the blueprint of like what workouts to do to make us look like X, Y, and Z. But like you said, if you're not eating well and if you're not working on your mindset, nothing's going to be sustainable. And it's really amazing when I've worked with people, especially one of my clients comes into mind, you know, when she starts, she just felt like, I don't think I could do any of this. And at the end, she reached her goal, even when she wasn't able to work out all the time because she had some back pain. And so we had to readjust her schedule and have her do a little bit more stretching and yoga. But it really came down to how she felt about herself and the type of nutrients that she was taking in for her to actually like get to her goal point. And she was just ecstatic because she was just like, I didn't realize that I could do this. And even like another person, even though I think I just did like a free week with her for her to see like what she could actually do within a week. And she said that even though she might not have really seen a huge change in her body, which I don't think in a week anyone can really see a huge change in your body, but she just felt that she had a different mindset towards food and that she could actually do this. Like, it wasn't as hard as she thought it was going to be, and she actually felt less bloated, way better about herself. And so I think the power of the mind is so much more than what we all think it is. I think it is, can bring us to a very healing point to allow us to be able to reach all of our goals.
Oh, I love that. You're right. The power of the mind is truly everything. So I do have one more question for you, and sure. I ask everybody who comes on my podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Ooh, I love, okay, so the Health Aid, I've been on a kick with Health Aid recently, and I love their combo flavor where it has, I believe it has like the carrot and it has ginger.
Yes. And, I think orange. Yeah.
Yes. Orange. Yeah. I love that. And I think also with any kombucha, for some reason, the ginger one, I just gravitate towards it. Cause I think you get that, like, I feel like I get that like kick and kick to it. And the ginger part, I really like that as well. So
let me tell you, I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, and I want to say at least 75% of people say the ginger one.
Oh, really? Which I thought it was, like, one of the few.
And I'm, like, the only – I, like, really don't like the ginger. I don't know why. It's, like, too strong for me. So that's so funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. What's your favorite flavor?
So I really like the maca berry by Health Aid. Health Aid is just such a good brand. I love them.
Yeah, for sure.
So why don't you pimp yourself out and let everybody know where they can find you?
Yeah, so on Instagram, I'm at Healthy Soul Fit Nut, and then my website is www.healthysoulfitnut.com, and that's where they can get more information about all my services, who I am, and I would love to get connected to anyone that would be interested, even just for a chat, and that's where you can reach me.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. Totally appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks so much for inviting me, Erica. It was great chatting with you.